This painted limestone slab comes from the tomb of Neferu at Dendera in Upper Egypt. The stela is framed by a representation of a shrine constructed of reed bundle posts with a cornice of palm fronds. Shrines of this type were sanctuaries in pre-dynastic times. They became so sacred that the main elements often reappeared in later stone architecture and as decoration of religious objects. Here, the shrine elements serve to underline Neferu's status as one of the venerable dead. Directly below the cornice is a representation of Neferu seated at a table heaped with food. He sniffs at a perfume jar, and a large lotus flower bends towards him. Inscriptions enumerate thousands of offerings. The lower part of the stela is occupied by a false door, the traditional place of communion between the dead and the living. On each side are figures of Neferu and his beloved wife, Wedjibet. On the left, Neferu is painted yellow, a color usually reserved for depictions of women. This coloration is sometimes used for priests, but here it may be a mistake on the part of the painter. Above the figures on the left is a text that sums up Egyptian ethical values. It begins, "I gave bread to him who was hungry, and clothing to him who was naked. I ferried the stranded man in my own ferry boat." On the right, Neferu addresses visitors to his tomb. "O you who live on earth, who love life, I nourished the great in the year of famine. I worked hard with my arm so as to endure among my descendants." The stela dates from the first intermediate period, a time just after the decline of the Old Kingdom. The Old Kingdom collapsed due to unbearable social tensions and overall climatic changes that seem to have brought droughts to Egypt. Famine occurred, and people had to struggle to feed their children and communities.